Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Good morning, everyone. So, first and foremost, I also want to extend my heartfelt thanks to Morten Bergsmo and KILRAP for taking the initiative to embark upon such a truly important and ambitious project, and for making it happen along with the International Nuremberg Principles Academy and the other brilliant people in the project committee. Now, on vision, I don't know if you remember this, Morten, but you suggested to me this line of thinking, this line of research, a sociology of international criminal justice, now more than a decade ago, when I was a young master's student running into your office at the Peace Research Institute in Oslo with these radical ideas about conflict as property at the international level. And I thank you for that. And now, I'm very excited about the prospect of our joint venture here today, both for our discussions for the next 2 days in these overwhelmingly beautiful locations, but also, and more importantly, for the book that will be the outcome of these joint efforts, because we expect nothing less than to push the boundaries of international criminal justice as a scholarly field, to understand its working, its power dynamics better, so that people in power can be better equipped to make better choices for the future, which I think we can all agree on is needed a little bit now. And with that, and with us in this pursuit, we have nothing less but a bouquet of excellent scholars, right? Each bringing with them a unique set of experiences, fields of expertise, insights and perspectives that we feel is needed in order to push us a little bit closer towards the aim of this conference, namely a sociology of international criminal justice. Now, some of you in this room have already been doing this for quite a while now, and we look very much forward to hearing your reflections and thoughts on this subject. But others, in fact, many of you, are fairly new to the disciplines and methodologies of sociology of law, and so I think I'll just spend a very few moments to sketch out sort of a brief conceptual overview of legal sociology so that we may be able to recognize and sort of position the presentations to come and what each of them can bring to the table here this weekend. So rather than an efficiency-oriented study of law on its own terms that seeks to understand law's internal workings, or an external and evaluation-oriented approach that focuses on law's normative justifiability, sociology of law refers to an external, as was mentioned, an empirically oriented analysis that focuses on the characteristics of existing systems of law, including the state and the development, the causes and the effects, and the functions and objectives of institutions and practices of law. It places law in the context of society and social science as law in society, whose basic problematique is concerned with how law influences society, how society influences law, and how law and society is co-constituted. Here, therefore, we are interested in the interrelations between international criminal justice and society, and really, the social conditions of international criminal justice. As an empirical science, this also means, generally, a stronger distinction between the is and the ought. The normativity of legal sociology is often, not always, much less prominent than is the case with other legal research. And in a field as troubling, emotional, and horrifying as international criminal justice truly is, this can be a particular challenge. It can be difficult to be quote-unquote objective, or maintain what can be called a sort of academic distance regarding people and institutions that strive to do good, especially when one is confronted with representations of suffering that they are attempting to address and aspire to put an end to. Fighting global injustice, making global justice, is a noble profession. Yet, nobility of aims do not confer exemption from either scrutiny or accountability for one's actions. What is more, the difficulty this entails for us in confronting and unpacking power in a field that above all is filled with good intentions is at the same time a critical pointer to the moral outrage on which international criminal justice depends. Indeed, to what Didier Fassin would refer to as the morally driven, politically ambiguous, and deeply paradoxical strength of the weak. Understanding how such a humanitarian reason works through international criminal justice is a question for legal sociology. Now, scholars of legal sociology approach law as a social institution in different ways. A distinction can nonetheless be drawn between those who see law as reflective of consensus, often concerned with social functions of law, and those who see law as reflective of conflict, of social interest, class struggles, dominance. Another analytical binary, if you will, is whether behavior, power here, right, is explained by structures or by human agency. I believe many of the approaches taken by the legal sociologists this weekend will combine this binary, seeing power as co-constituted by both agency and structures. And we can distinguish between different levels of analysis, micro and micro. Micro-level studies will emphasize face-to-face interactions, institutional ethnographies, if you will. Studies at the macro level are more concerned with overarching structures and, in extensions, abstractions. And we want both. A good, empirically founded legal sociology combines both. And finally, then, in legal sociology, there is often a little bit of a struggle or tension when it comes to what is considered to be analytically relevant. Whether scholars coming from a legal background, they will tend to emphasize what was talked about as the internal legal system as the most important thing to look at. Social scientists will often stress the external perspectives. Due to their professional backgrounds, this is also their default positions. However, in this conference, with this great mix of scholars, lawyers, sociologists, practitioners, we are very pleased to do both, and to work for what Habermas refers to as the double perspective to capture law's full reality, the system and the life world. So let that be our aim, our guiding star these next couple of days, the full reality of international criminal justice. If not to achieve that, then at least let it be, let it keep us intellectually curious in our pursuit. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.